Hollywood film director James Cameron has returned to dry land after he completed his journey to the Earth's deepest point, the Mariana Trench, about 300 kilometres southwest of the Pacific island of Guam. The trench is about 120 times larger than the Grand Canyon and more than 1.5 kilometres deeper than the height of Mount Everest. 57-year-old Mr. Cameron completed the journey after spending more than 3 hours underwater, reaching an incredible 11 kilometres deep. Cameron's original plan was to spend up to 6 hours on the ocean floor, where he would explore the deep sea environment and, of course, film what he saw before returning to the surface of the ocean. But he had to surface earlier because an hydraulic arm designed to collect samples from the seabed started to leak. Cameron made the dive in his custom-built submarine called Deep Sea Challenger. In spite of being a little apprehensive beforehand, he said he wasn't scared or nervous once underwater. The descent took more than 2 hours, but the ascent was faster than expected, taking only 70 minutes. As he landed on the bottom, he tweeted, "Just arrived at the ocean's deepest point. Hitting bottom never felt so good. Can't wait to share what I'm seeing with you." Mr. Cameron has been an oceanography enthusiast ever since childhood and has made 72 deep-sea submersible dives in different parts of the world. 33 of the dives have been to the wreckage of the Titanic, which was the subject of his 1997 hit film of the same name. Only once before have people dived to such great depths, and that was in 1960, when Swiss engineer Jacques Piccard and US Navy captain Don Walsh took nearly 5 hours to reach the bottom. They stayed just 20 minutes and had little to report on what they saw, because the submarine kicked up too much sand from the ocean floor to see anything.